This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's April 7th, and on this day in 1928, an unlikely substitution literally saved the New York Rangers and eventually helped them win their first Stanley Cup a few days later. The Rangers were in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Montreal Maroons. It was Game 2 of the best-of-five series, with Montreal the winners of Game 1. Scoreless in the opening minutes of the second period, Rangers goalie Lorne Chabot took a puck to the face just above his eye. Now remember, goalies weren't even close to wearing masks yet. Blood gushed from the injury, and Chabot was hustled off the ice and rushed to a local hospital. Now, head coach Lester Patrick had a problem. He did not have a backup goalie. Rules of the day are similar to what they are now in that you could insert an emergency goalie, but it had to be approved by the other team. Patrick knew the goalie for the Ottawa Senators, Alex Connell, was at the arena that night, and he let Maroons coach Eddie Girard know he was going to get him. Girard said, nuh-uh. There was also a minor league goalie in attendance that night. Patrick offered him as a substitute. Girard vetoed that as well. Patrick was livid, so he decided to suit up and insert himself as the goalie. Patrick had been a defenseman for 20 years in the league prior to joining the Rangers as manager and coach, and as a player, he had played goalie in a few emergency situations. So he grabbed Chabot's sweaty and bloody gear and skated out to the pipes, his silver hair glistening in the lights. Following a 40-minute delay, the game restarted. Now, those who reported on the game said it looked like the 44-year-old Patrick flailed around the net like a wounded duck. But the Rangers played cautiously on the offensive end and were aggressive in protecting Patrick on the defensive side. Montreal were only able to get off long shots that Patrick was able to stop easily, and at the end of the second period, the game was still scoreless. In the third, the Rangers scored the game's first goal in the first 30 seconds, and it stayed that way for 13 minutes until a weak shot by the Maroons slid slowly through the five hole of Patrick, and the game was tied. The game eventually went to sudden death overtime. In the overtime, Montreal sent a waist-high shot hurtling at Patrick. He dropped the cumbersome goalie stick and caught the puck with two hands, just to be safe. Minutes later, the Rangers got the game winner from Frank Boucher, tying the series at a game apiece. New York players skated to their coach in the pipes, lofted him on their shoulders, and carried him off the ice as the hero. The Rangers were given permission by the league the following day to bring in Joe Miller, who had played with the New York Americans. Lester Patrick returned to the bench. The Rangers won the next two games to win their first ever Stanley Cup. In 1935, Gene Sarazen hit his shot heard round the world at the Masters when he holed out from the fairway for a two at the par 5 15th hole at Augusta National. Minutes before, Sarazen and his playing partner that day, Walter Hagen, had heard the roar of the crowd surrounding the 18th green after Craig Wood's birdie putt rolled in, giving him a three-shot lead. There were not many to witness Sarazen's incredible shot, only an estimated 10 or 12 people, but one of those who was standing by the green who watched the ball strike the far bank of the water hazard, skip onto the putting surface, and softly roll into the cup for a two was Bobby Jones. The famous double eagle tied Sarazen for the lead. He parred the final three holes to force a playoff. And the only time the Masters decided the winner in this way, Sarazen and Wood played a 36-hole playoff on Monday that Sarazen won by 5 strokes. In 1963, it was a little less dramatic of a finish as 23-year-old Jack Nicklaus hit a 3-foot par putt on the 18th to win the first of his 6 green jackets. Nicklaus shot a final round 72 to beat Tony Lima by a shot. In 1985, Herschel Walker, playing in the USFL for the New Jersey Generals, ran for 233 yards and 2 scores in a 31-25 win over the Houston Gamblers. His 233 yards set a USFL record that also included a league-best 88-yard touchdown run. And in 1989, the movie Major League, starring Tom Berenger, Charlie Sheen, and Corbin Burnson, opened in theaters. And today's non-sports Did You Know? Russian cosmonauts carry a gun on space missions, not to fight off aliens, but for protection against bears should they land in Siberia upon returning. That's all for today. I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.